John chapter 1, starting in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was fully God. The Word was with God in the beginning, and all things that were created by Him, and apart from Him, not one thing was created that has not been created. In Him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. Then we move on down to verse 14, and we read this. Now the Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We saw His glory, the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth, who came from the Father. I have some good news. Jesus, the Son of God, came from heaven to live among us as one of us, so that we could be with Him in heaven someday. In His early 30s, He began the work His Father sent Him to do. We read this in John 3:16, "For this is the way God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life." While He was here, He taught how to be reconciled to the Father through Him. This would require a new agreement or a testament. That would require His death. This new testament would only take effect after His death. This new agreement would allow everyone the opportunity to go to heaven. In establishing this new testament, Jesus died by being crucified. Then He was buried in a tomb as prophesied. Isaiah 52:9 says, "They intended to bury Him with criminals, but He ended up in a rich man's tomb because He had committed no violent deeds nor had spoken deceitfully." Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 60 says this, "Now when it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own tomb, the tomb of a rich man, that he had cut in the rock. Then he rolled a great stone across the entrance of the tomb and went away. Then 3 days later, Jesus showed His power over death by raising from the grave." Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 6, we read this. "Now after the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly there was a severe earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled away the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and His clothes were like white snow. The guards were shaken and became like dead men because they were so afraid of Him. But the angel said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for He has been raised, just as He said. Come and see the place where He was lying.'" We can participate in His death, burial, and resurrection when we're baptized. We read in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, "What shall we say then? Are we to remain in sin that grace may increase? Absolutely not. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, we have been buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may live a new life. For if we have become united with Him in the likeness of His death, we will certainly also be united in the likeness of His resurrection." He asked us to remember all this by having this special meal that we're about to partake of now. The fact that He gave us the opportunity to partake in His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And those of us who have taken advantage of that opportunity, we're given these instructions from Paul. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23. "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And after He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same way, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this every time you drink it in remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. There's no better news anywhere. He has risen and is coming again. Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you so very much, Father, for the opportunity that we have now to remember your Son the way that he asked us to. As we partake of this meal that he left for us, to remember his body which was broken for us, his blood that was shed for us, so that through him we could have eternal life and be with you. Thank you so very much for the opportunity we have through your Son as we remember him now. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.